Murderer of French Holocaust Survivor Showed Signs of Islamic Radicalism. By Chris Tomlinson on March 14, 2019. The murderer of French elderly Holocaust survivor Mireille Knoll showed signs of Islamic radicalism, according to newly released information. Yassine Mihoub, 25, who was accused of murdering the elderly Jewish woman on March 23 of last year, was originally assumed to have committed the murder due to anti-Semitic attitudes. But new evidence has revealed that radical Islamic ideology may have also played a factor, Le Parisien reports. The investigation into the past of Mihoub revealed that while a prisoner in the Florimé Rogis prison, he had written on his cell wall support for the 2015 Charlie Hebdo attacks that occurred in January of that year. In another incident, the 25-year-old is alleged to have defended radical Islamic terrorist Amedy Coulibaly, who murdered several Jewish people after taking them hostage at a hyper-kasher kosher supermarket in 2015. The prison and probation counselor, CPIP, who watched Mihoub after he was released from prison, said that he had previously admitted that he had the capacity to do evil things, but the social worker did not confirm his radicalization. The lawyer of the sons of Ms. Knoll, William Goldnadel, said he was sure that Mihoub had been influenced by radical Islamic ideology, saying, "Now that we know his sympathies for radical Islamism, the murder of Mrs. Knoll to the shouts of Allahu Akbar produces its terrible meaning." The murder of Mrs. Knoll, who was stabbed and then her apartment set on fire, shocked France and led to a large-scale protest against the rising tide of anti-Semitic incidents in the country. A report released earlier this year showed that anti-Semitic incidents in France had dramatically increased by 73% in 2018. French Interior Minister Christophe Castaner commented on the report, saying, "Anti-Semitism was spreading like poison. France, through my presence here tonight in the name of the government and in name of the Republic, wants to say to every single person who makes a religious choice in this country, that they must be and will be protected," he added. Follow Chris Tomlinson on Twitter @TomlinsonCJ or email at Tomlinson@Breitbart.com.